Sylvan Lake Gulls COO Aquil Samuel still laughs at the memory. It was the 2020 season, the Gulls' first in the Western Canadian Baseball League. Gulls Field had just been completed and it is safe to say there were still some kinks that needed to be ironed out. We didn't have Wi-Fi, the cell networks wouldn't work, so we would pay kids $10 to stream off their phones to get the debit machines working. They would have to walk around the corner of the building to do that. Just figuring things out, Samuel said with a laugh. We made it through that year. Humble beginnings, for sure. It's easy to laugh about it now, but the Gulls have come so far since that inaugural season, including more than 43,093 fans attending 28 home games last year and posting a WCBL record 44 victories in 2024. Samuel, along with Gulls head coach Jason Chatwood and former catcher Ben Prediger, shared plenty of happy memories of their time with the Gulls, along with optimism for the future at an intimate hot stove gathering at Sawback Brewing Company in Red Deer on Tuesday. About 70 season ticket holders, billets, sponsors and some media were on hand for the event and it was streamed live for Gulls fans who cheer on the team from all across North America. About 3,000 fans tuned in over the course of the night. It shows the true community the Gulls have built over their first four seasons, something that Chatwood acknowledged as one of the keys to the early success of the franchise. It's a lot more than just baseball. It's a big thing. We wouldn't be where we are without the community and surrounding areas. We are seeing the success on the baseball side, but there's a lot more to it, Chatwood said, adding he believes the Gulls have helped grow interest in baseball across central Alberta. On the field, the big step forward the Gulls hope to take is to finally get the best of the Okotoks Dogs in the playoffs. The Gulls lost in Game 3 of the Best of 3 West Division Final last year to Okotoks and also were eliminated by the Dogs in 2023 and 2022. Last year was a really good step for us. We have to keep finding a way. I don't think there's one single answer, Chatwood said. Getting the guys that want to come back is a huge thing and getting the guys that are wanting to come. There are guys that want to come up, who reach out and they know they want to go through Okotoks and face those hostile environments. It's fun. It's good and there's a rivalry and there's a ton of respect for the two organizations. We're going to figure it out one way or another. The Gulls will also play in the Rural Roots Baseball Classic in 2025, an event near and dear to the hearts of Samuel, as well as owners Jennifer and Graham Schetzel. Sylvan Lake will travel to Oyen to play the Lethbridge Bulls on Sunday, June 8. My two summers in Oyen were great. I was still in high school but got a chance to play in the Saskatchewan Major Baseball League. Oyen actually became a bit of a second home for me for years, and I still have some great friends in the area. To be part of this league all these years later is pretty special and I can't wait to go back, said Samuel. Bringing the Gulls back to Oyen to play the Bulls is going to be fun. Oyen is such a baseball town. It is going to be a great atmosphere and I know it is going to be well supported by the entire community. It is also the first year of the Gulls U19 program, for which Prediger will be an assistant coach. Prediger came to Sylvan Lake in 2022 and was originally planning to stay just 2 weeks but lasted two seasons and has returned to the area to coach. The community we've built here has been really incredible. Every single game you can feel the love and support. Even when you lose, you guys have our backs. You're helping us fight for the win, said the Calgary native. There's something to be said from the playing perspective, as well, it helps us play for you guys. When I stepped on that field, I knew that you guys were paying to see us play and it was a realization that, we as a group would want to give our best performance for you no matter what. The U19 Gulls started the season on April 5 and will play a doubleheader against the University of Alberta on April 12 and 13. They will host the Okotoks Black at Gulls Field on April 19. The WCBL Gulls will open the season at home on May 29 against the newly named Energy City Cactus Rats, formerly the Edmonton Prospects.